is a Pod Safe transmission.
The Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Yeah.
Right here.
Radio.
Radio.
Such a lush sound, like radio.
Savvy's awesome. Awesome.
Live Wire Podcast Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Go Savvy. He's the man.
Best podcast in the world.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Saffron from Republica, and you're listening to Savvy on Live Wire Podcast Radio.
It's Savvy here. You're listening to Live Wire Podcast Radio, the place where we nurture brand new music from all over the world. Now, that last track was Ready to Go by the one and only UK legends Republica. And yes, it is true. I have Saffron, the lead singer of Republica, here on the show this week. In fact, she's on the line right now via Skype. Her time is precious, so I'm just going to jump straight into the first question. Welcome to the show, Saffron. Very good to have you. Now, for people who don't know Republica, How would you describe the band's sound to them?
Well, we're kind of... we came out of a scene in London called the Acid House scene, which was kind of the late 80s, 87, 88, 89, going on into the early 90s, which was kind of... revolution where we started using dance beats. It was kind of the birth of dance music, really, as we know it now. And we were kind of messing about with tunes of that nature, even some techno stuff at the time. And but we wanted to be a live band, so we added guitars and drums and stuff, and started kind of doing gigs, so kind of very early stages electronica, if you like, but with quite punky English lyrics and attitude.
Very awesome. Now, would you say you guys also touch on alternative rock?
Oh yeah, of course. I think it was very much as well in the early 90s, kind of the beginning of indie rock as well in England. So, but which kind of it covers lots of bases in alternative rock. But the kind of moniker which I'm not a big fan of putting music into compartments, but indie kind of Britpop, indie rock with electronica. Yeah.
Now we just listened to the track "Ready to Go," which was first released back in 1996, I believe. But the version I played just then was the 2010 remix.
Yeah, our very good friend. We have two very good friends who helped work with us on that. It was Andy Gray, who we worked with on Christiane Robet, our new EP, but also our very good friend Alan Mulder mixed it, who, is kind of the best mixing engineer, in the world. He just kind of does everybody, from Foo Fighters, Killers to Smashing Pumpkins, so Nine Inch Nails. It was honour and pleasure to work with him too.
Well, it sounds like he's going to be the next person we have to get on the show. Now, this next track we're going to play coming up is a brand new one released only this year by Republica. It's called Christiane Robet, and you heard it here first on Livewire Podcast Radio. Republica's latest offering, released this year, 2013. It's Christiana Obey. Now, Saffron, tell me, what's the inspiration behind that track? What does it mean?
Lyrically, it's kind of about... it's about a modern world looking into mirrors and what that actually means. And, you know, there's kind of references to, you know, young girls having to think that, you know, they have to look skinny and beautiful the whole time. And it's kind of a take on you know, mirror, mirror on the wall. It's kind of that, really. So, it's a story of the modern world, really, that we're so obsessed with... you know, how one perceives each other by how they look, which to me is quite superficial. You know, I think that it should be almost the opposite way around. You know, I think you should probably meet someone without having to look at them first. And then you can make your ideas of how you interact with that person, rather than feeling, you know, that you have to look a certain way or have your hair a certain way or look like someone else, actually, which I kind of don't agree with so much. There's such a big pressure, I feel, especially with young ladies, that, you know, you have to look a certain way, and I just think you should be yourself.
Wow. So the track actually carries a very important message there. Now, apart from Republica, you've worked with other artists as well. For example, The Prodigy. Wow! Tell us about that.
Well, I've known The Prodigy Boys since my late teens, when my first band, Enjoy, came from a very similar place in Southend, near where they come from. And we were kind of on this acid house scene, as I explained earlier, the kind of the dance music scene that was coming up through the underground in those days. It was kind of illegal. Mostly we were having rave parties. Parties and warehouses where they were just DJs, and we were kind of Enjoy and Prodigy were the kind of the first two bands to come out of that scene. And so we used to do every weekend, we'd do gigs with them, so they became good friends of mine. So years later, Liam and Keith asked me to kindly sing and what an honour, but it was with my friends, so it was fantastic to do. And also my other very good friend Neil McClellan, who produces Prodigy, he was doing that album, and he'd helped me on my solo record with Warners, so it was all amongst friends, and we had a great time. And it was me and Keith in the vocal booth shouting an L7 cover.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was really good fun. And you know they're still one of the greatest bands I've ever seen live. They're amazing.
Now, we're going to play another one of Republica's tracks, but if you want to know who Al Saffron has worked with in the past, stick around, because it's coming up right here on Livewire Podcast Radio.
Backward words,
That's a song about me, Drop Dead Gorgeous by Republica. No, that was a bad joke. I'm only kidding, I'm not Drop Dead Gorgeous and the song wasn't about me. It's why I do radio, because I have a face for radio. Okay, so we just heard before that track that Saffron has worked with The Prodigy. Unreal, amazing. And you've also worked with The Cure?
Which was again amazing
Wow.
A huge idol icon of mine, Robert Smith and The Cure's music, kind of the soundtrack of my adolescence. So to be asked to do a duet, and he'd written a duet and thought to ask me, which again is a huge honour. And again, I've got to sing in the vocal booth with Robert Smith, and we did a video to it, and I did a couple of TV shows in Paris as well with The Cure, and amazing, just brilliant moments and memories.
Wow.
Lovely people as well. Tom Holkenberg, who's doing an amazing job doing Hollywood, film scores. He's just worked with Hans Zimmer on the Dark Knight series. I believe he's also just done the music for the new 300 film. You know that film?
Yes, I do. It's great.
Yeah, I think this one's called Rise of an Empire. I think it's about to come out, but he's an exceptional genius, a sonic genius. And Junkie XL was kind of in Holland, he's kind of the biggest thing. And I went over there and worked on three songs for his album. Which was amazing. And one of the tracks, Beauty Never Fades, actually is one of my favourite tracks or songs that I've ever written, and it was used in The Animatrix, which was the Wachowski brothers, who directed the Matrix film, were basically inspired by manga directors, the Japanese anime directors, and especially the film Ghost in the Shell, which is one of my all-time favourite manga films. The opening titles from Ghost in the Shell is used as the opening titles of from the Matrix, and so they asked 10 of their favourite manga anime directors to do short films of what they thought, what did the Matrix mean. So my song was used in that, so I'm quite proud of that, actually. And it was also used in Scanner Darkly with Keanu Reeves as well.
Well, I'm actually kind of speechless. That's truly amazing. I feel like I'm in the presence of musical royalty, but I almost am. Like, it's true, you guys set the sound for the UK back in the day, and wow, just your achievements today, absolutely amazing, phenomenal.
Thanks.
Now, Republica has been around for since the mid 90s, going off by memory, which is a very long time for a band to be together. Who are the current members of Republica? As I know, there's been a few lineup changes over the years in that time.
It's myself, Tim Dorney on keyboards, and Johnny Glee on guitar, and we're the original members, kind of bar one. I mean, we've had a few people come in and out, but the three of us that are still in the band do all the songwriting and production anyway. So.
Do you ever get anyone in to cover your live stuff at any time?
We have a drummer, Connor Lawrence, so I can't miss him out for live shows. So.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to drop another one of Republica's tracks here on Livewire Podcast Radio. This one is called From Rush Hour With Love. You heard it here first. We'll be right back.
Livewire Podcast Radio.
Such a lush sound, like.
It's Livewire Podcast Radio. We got Saffron, the lead singer from Republica, on the show, and that last track was from Rush Hour with Love. Now, Saffron, I got to ask you, Republica's, like I said before, has been around for quite a while, since the mid-90s, and in that time, have you any very memorable moments, you know, like if you're on tour or if you were playing a gig or you're in the studio, anything at all, can you share any special moments with us here on Livewire Podcasts Radio and all the listeners out there in listening radio land?
That's a tricky question. I kind of, you know, you think back to the beginnings of a band when you know you've worked all week on songs and you get in a van and you go and do a little small club show somewhere right at the beginning. You know, that was a very exciting time for us, obviously, because we were a new band and, you know, kind of just finding our feet, finding our audience, finding our sound, you know. Then, you know, it kind of goes a step up and got a record deal, which actually the deal with Deconstruction, I kind of went to see them because I knew I wanted to be signed to them, but I was signed to another label called Warner's. But they kind of went, oh, go away and get a band together and we'll see, you know. And I kind of went, okay, I'll be back in a month, which I did. I came back in a month and I'd met the others and, yeah, we got signed on one track, which unheard of these days, but they kind of knew my work before in any way with another band called Enjoy. So that was, you know, another great step for us. And then I think, you know, it can be a plethora of things, you know, like playing Glastonbury and Reading Festival in England, Tea in the Park, V Festival, you know, all kind of Phoenix, all the big festivals that you go to as a music fan yourself to go and see your favourite bands. And then we were kind of playing on the stages. Going to America was a big deal for us. We did lots of tours there. Ready to Go was a big hit there. And, you know, our last tour there was 65 cities, Savvy. So we really did tour a lot and, yeah, really had some great moments.
Oh, my God. Wow. What can I say? That's just hearing that is amazing. So thank you so much for sharing those stories. Okay, so we've been looking at the past, but now let's look forward to the future. 2014, you've got a tour lined up with Space, a 20th anniversary tour.
Yeah, it is. Both of us are 20.
Wow, fantastic. It's gonna be a good time.
It really is. So if anyone wants to come and join or follow us, they're very welcome on that tour. It starts March 18th at Glasgow King Tut's next year and carries on Manchester, Liverpool, Coventry, Newcastle, London, O2 Islington Academy. So it's going to be a
party time.
Yeah, it's going to be a party. yeah, they're good friends of our Space, great band from Liverpool. We have actually done gigs with them before back in the day, and also we played with them at the Forever Sun Festival just recently. Yeah, and great guys, and yeah, I think that's going to be a good tour.
You heard it here, folks, on Livewire Podcast Radio. Get onto it. Well, we're coming to the end of the podcast, and unfortunately I've got to say goodbye to Saffron. So Saffron, thank you so much for coming on the Livewire Podcast Radio and sharing your stories and your passion for music. Wow, you're just so inspirational. Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Saffron from Republica, ladies and gentlemen. What a fantastic lady. Very lovely to speak to and just one of those generally nice people all around. Now, we've come to the end of the show, like I mentioned before, but don't forget, ladies and gents, before I go, to vote for Livewire Podcast Radio in the 2013 Annual Podcast Awards. All you got to do is head to podcastawards.com, scroll down the page, look up the PodSafe Music category, find Livewire Podcast Radio, click the little button next to our name, and then scroll to the bottom of the page, fill out your details and your email address, and hit submit. You can vote every single day until the 15th of November, so please get behind Livewire Podcast Radio, the podcast that supports brand new music from all over the world. Until next week, I'm out of here. Catch you then. Have a good one.
And Savvy and Safi.
Live Wire Podcast Radio is copyright protected 2013 and comes under the Savile Sound trademark.